Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 76th Cannes Film Festival. I'm with Justin Trier and Sandra Euler, director and protagonist of Anatomy of a Fall, screening here in competition.
I'm gonna start right away with the argument scene because I found it to be like the perfect scene as to represent the two, let's say, souls of this film, which is a beautifully written and directed court drama, but at the same time it reflects on I think relationships and the situation we are in at the moment as women, and the inequality that there is a relationship, even if we men don't want you, but still it's difficult to perceive a different way of being a mother or being a woman or having a career than the usual one. So I was wondering, how did you work on that and on representing these two layers, let's say?
It was a big ping pong. I don't know if you said ping pong in English.
It was a permanent ping pong game with my co-writer for this argument scene. A lot of discussions because I knew that the scene was central because it was the only moment where we see the husband alive. For me, it's not a flashback, it's a vision. And it's the moment in which my characters are defined. It's an emotional peak, but at the same time, it's a moment in which Sandra is really in difficulty, then she leads it, and it's a very special moment in which she just takes her place as a woman. She's a writer, she has a free sexuality, at least at some time in her life, and here all these aspects become blades against her. And her partner, in a way, is in his own suffering. So he blames her for things that don't come from her. So it's a very important moment because we also see Sandra getting extremely furious. And then she goes further in terms of violence. But I think it was important that both characters are likable, that we still love them, even if they are in a very intricate moment. But it's true that she is unusual because she accepts, she recognizes the fact that she is to live as she is.
So Sandra, up to you, like, more or less the same question, but, you know, from the acting point of view, I think you were the perfect actress for this with your charisma, and I really enjoyed this performance also on this reflection. I mean,
well, the good thing about this scene is that it's so well written and so on point that, yeah, I can just follow it. And of course, Justine just reminded me of that. We had to make some decisions in the room. How long they would be far apart? When would they come together? When is the moment to get up? When is the moment to light a cigarette? All these things we decided later. But the argument itself, how it builds up and how one person tries to stay calm for a long time and the other person is trying to he really wants that fight for whatever reasons. I don't think he wants a solution. Then he would have maybe started otherwise, you know? But he wants to have this enregistrement, this recording. And so it was a great piece of literature in the first place to just read it. And when I read it, even some feelings came up of, I cannot really describe that. It had so much to do with adrenaline and with being so happy about the fact that somebody is capable of capturing a core conflict between maybe men and women these days. And that was so important to me to see that and to feel it and to read that. And I've never read anything like that before in this precision. So we started from there and we had 2 days blocked for this scene. I remember that. And first we wanted to split, or we wanted to start again the next day, and then we quickly realized it takes too much energy.
Yeah, because it was very long takes. It was 10 minutes, I think, ten minutes, and everybody was like this. and no, the main thing was la chose importante, c'était que c'était que la moment de violence ne soit pas visible, soit pas filmé, le moment où.
The important thing is that this moment of violence, when they start beating each other, is not filmed. And that was very interesting, because first we wanted to do it just in one take, go to the end, but then it was impossible to get back because they would have lost the energy. So the first day of shoot, we shot everything until just before they start beating each other. And then the following day we did it. I should have filmed it because it was a bit surreal, because even if we're not filming, they have to imitate the gesture of beating each other. And Sandra was extremely high at the beginning.
The first thing, she was there. So I said, okay. So
we are going for, you said less, and then I tried.
Yeah, and I said to me, maybe I can do not more than 5 or 6 takes. And I said, okay, no problem. It's, c'était déjà là. Et après, c'était super, mais c'était très.
But she was already high, and then it was wonderful because it was very particular, because Samuel was in an opposed rhythm. Sandra was very high and he was very low.
But really clever, because it was great that he was in a completely different rhythm, because it's provoking at the same time.
And yeah, exactly.
He had to be with himself and his truth, and she had to be with her truth. So these things were really clashing. It was hard to take because, yeah, they just couldn't. And it's also a sign for that this film is about language, because they're really not speaking the same.
Yeah.
And even if they're speaking English, they cannot understand what the other person is saying. And that was, yeah, interesting. It was an interesting day. Yeah, 2 days. Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's Gordon Phil.
Thank you.
Grazie.
And we've been talking to Justin Trier and Sandra Euler, director and protagonist of Anatomy of a Fall, screening at the 76th Cannes Film Festival in competition. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.